Does the saxophonist sound invincible? The title of the song. All right. Yes. All right. 2018 highlights. Baking soda. I'm telling you, baking soda is something serious. Serious. Other studies published in 2018 showed that a series of known drugs could actually help improve conditions that they were not initially intended to treat. More than one study concluded that medication currently used to treat the herpes simplex virus can lower the risk of, and let me give you a clue, I want you to tell me which disease it can lower the risk of. This is a disease that attacks the brain and seems to change people's personalities. It's thought to primarily strike people in their senior years. Yes, there you go. Alzheimer's disease. A medication that is currently being used to treat the herpes simplex virus may be able to lower the risk of Alzheimer's disease, which of course is a common neurodegenerative condition that typically begins to manifest after the age of 65. The largest of these saw that administering this therapy aggressively could lower the relative risk of dementia by tenfold. A tenfold lowered risk of dementia. Some dietary supplement. Some dietary supplements received positive attention this year. One example, nicotinamide riboside, which is a vitamin B3 supplement. Some manufacturers use it as an ingredient in some protein shakes and nutrition bars. Well, according to a small study, it is a small study, but a study nevertheless, the findings of which appeared in the journal Nature Communications, nicotinamide riboside supplements can have a beneficial effect on blood pressure, safeguarding the health of arteries as people age. A vitamin B3 supplement found in some protein shakes and nutrition bars, helping to fight against damage to the arteries. How many of you have discovered on your own? Now, I'm not encouraging you to be experimenting, but I'm just saying you just happen to be taking this medication for that purpose and discovered that it also helped you with something else you weren't expecting it to. And maybe you're just asking yourself, I wonder if such and such a condition improved as a result of that medication that I took for this other illness that was bothering me. 2018 highlights. Took a look at, especially for the benefit of you who weren't able to be with us for the whole discussion, fasting diets, intermittent fasting diets. Now, for those of you who weren't with us the whole time, some more information to add to what you heard today. For those of you who have been with us throughout, here's your pop quiz. Intermittent fasting diets. Did they discover that those are generally good for us or just worthless, useless? Intermittent fasting diets. Well, as it turns out, they discovered that intermittent fasting diets really are beneficial for people. They found that they were able to, the obese people in particular, were able to lose weight. And those who followed the diet for 12 weeks lost 3% of their total weight by the end of the study period. I didn't say 3 pounds. I didn't say they lost 3 pounds. I said they lost 3% of their total weight by the end of that 12-week period. How about this one? The 16-8 dieting style. It helped maintain lower blood pressure. Now, another benefit of the fasting. The fasting periods drive the body to begin burning fats rather than sugars to convert them into the energy that we need. And that's what makes intermittent fasting so effective for weight loss. So that's one of the things we looked at with our 2018 highlights. We also took a look at the fact that there's been talk about the e-cigarettes, and they were compared to regular cigarettes. Who remembers how the e-cigarettes stack up against the regular cigarettes when it comes to amount of harm done to the one smoking? Do the e-cigarettes cause more harm or less harm than regular cigarettes? And the answer is less harm. E-cigarettes cause less harm than regular cigarettes. However, yes, we must remind you of the caveat. The e-cigarettes do also cause harm, and bad harm, even up to and including cancer. At the very, very least, cancer risks. So that said, as we talked about cancer risks, we segued into some discoveries about cancer, actually some testing about cancer, and took a look at a test that is being performed by people from the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, a cancer that is designed to develop a blood test that can kind of do a better job of pinpointing what type of cancer a person may have at a faster rate of speed than traditional diagnostic tools have been able to do. Who remembers the name of this new blood test? I emphasized it a few times. The name of this blood test, it is called, okay, let me give you the first part of it, cancer. Okay, I know this is a pop quiz, and I didn't prepare you for this, but I gave it to you, and I really emphasized it, and I repeated it several times. Okay, here we go. Let me give it to you. CancerSeek. CancerSeek. One word. CancerSeek. That's the name of the new blood test that is so promising. Now, we also talked about how this new blood test called CancerSeek is highly sensitive and able to detect 8 types of cancer. When it comes to ovarian cancer in particular, though, we were really excited about the percentage of its accuracy, of this test's accuracy in detecting ovarian cancer. What was the percentage of that accuracy in testing and diagnosing? 98. There you go. Quite a few of you got that. I take my hat off to you. Yes, this CancerSeek blood test can detect ovarian cancer with 98% accuracy. All right. So we talked about quite a few things that are helpful. I'm excited about the test that helps us realize that baking soda is still on the move when it comes to what it can do to help people with their health. Baking soda, which particular illness was it found to have, found to be particularly effective in dealing with? There you go, rheumatoid arthritis. Awesome. Well, more speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. coming up.